Today, let's talk about living victoriously in spite of what happened. Shall we? I've got a line here from a song that's going to guide us. Ready for it? Waves of mercy washing over me. We're going to talk about water, what the Bible says about water, and how we need some of that.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Church Abused Coach podcast with me, Laurie Sullivan, an author, teacher, wife, mother, Nana, ex-minister's wife, survivor, Jesus-loving daughter of a fantastic, faithful, and ferocious God. If you, like me, have been abused by a minister or church and want to be heard, to heal, to live in hope, I am so glad you're here. In this podcast, we will break the silence on this issue, actively pursue healing, and determine, choose, pick, declare to live victorious anyway. Are you ready for that? Come on, grab that coffee, pour that tea, sip your straw, and let's begin.
So today, let's talk about how we live victoriously in spite of what happened to us. Whatever abuse, whatever violence, whatever neglect, abandonment, whatever wrong was done to us in the house of God and perhaps by the man of God. Okay, yes, it happened. There are moments in this podcast where we break the silence on that and we talk about that raw truth. Then there are moments on the podcast we follow our second, focus, I guess. There are three foci of this podcast. And the second one is find the healing. And so there are podcasts that are about how do we find that healing. And today is about how do we live victoriously. Let's do that. We live victoriously anyway, despite what happened. So today I want to talk about this amazing concept of water and how the Bible uses the word water, the idea of water, to symbolize something that makes a lot of sense, cleansing. And that cleansing gives us life. And I'm going to suggest that there are absolutely moments that hit on repeat. Even though you feel like, oh, Lori, I've gone through the stages of grief and I'm coming around and I'm moving past, anybody who's been at this for more than 15 minutes will tell you, oh, yes, just wait and that's going to come again. That particular sorrow is going to revisit. And I want to give you a thought for even in the morning or the evening when you take your shower, that you will never see that shower just simply as a shower again. That this will be a daily reminder to you that God has living water to wash over you. And here's the thing that I needed it for very, very much. To cleanse my mind from the noise. Do you have some noise that goes on in your mind? Do you have voices that tell you A, B, and C? Do you have things that are giving you negative thoughts? Well, we need to have something in our defense to fight against that noise. And so let's think about water. I want you to visualize the shower water from a wide shower head for just a moment. Maybe you have one of those shower heads that's like really huge diameter. One of my sons has that. I love to visit. But any shower head will do for me, honestly. When the water is above your head and it's just falling down like rain and you just stand there doing nothing. Just think about that with me. Just standing there, letting the water just fall and fall and fall. Your eyes are closed. You're silent. And you stand there in the healing. the washing of the water over you, in the quiet, in the warmth, and the calm. That's good stuff, isn't it? Just water. Nothing fancy. You don't have to have $1 million. It's water. Let it just fall over you and over and over you, like the Spirit of God, like the cleansing to your mind from the Almighty God who loves you so. Ann Wilson, I know I've mentioned her and mentioned her. I need to meet her someday. So if anybody knows Ann Wilson, here's another song from her. It's called Living Water. I want to give you just a few lines of it. I guess this is the chorus. Come on down to the living water, waves of mercy washing over you. No more strangers, only sons and daughters. Come down to the living water and rise up new. Okay, she's talking about baptism. I get it. But the idea of living water, water that cleanses, is something that I want. And some days I just think, oh, Lord, please, just like I'm standing under the shower head, just send those waves of mercy just washing over me, over my mind, over my thoughts. Make me new. Focus on the Family did, they do a lot of great things. They have a blog about living water, and I looked into this and fell in love. They are talking, well, living water in the Hebrew language is Ein Gedeh. It means that it's pure flowing water that is, get this, untouched by human hands. Ooh, pure flowing water untouched by human hands. Yes, it's living water. So they found this spot, this an oasis, ooh, there's something to try to say, an oasis, a cool, refreshing oasis in the barren Judean wilderness. So that would be super cool to be, you know, hiking along in all kinds of dryness and then come to this oasis of water that is pure flowing and untouched by human hands. Ooh, so cool. So if it is our Ein Gedeh water, that living water, it can be encouraging, can it not, to find that kind of water? That kind of water that isn't touched at all by human hands. You know, guys, it was the human hands and the human mouth and the human tongue and the human mind that hurt, that did things that were truly wrong. And there are just moments when we need to step under Ein Gedeh and feel the wash of a living water that has never been touched by human hands, the Spirit of the living God. Psalm 42:1 is that verse that they made a song out of. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul panteth after thee. The deer wants some water, longs for it, breathes for it.
Let's pray. Dear God, our Father, our good Father, we know we can trust you. We know that you are faithful. We've read the book. We know your record. And today I ask for my brothers and sisters that are hurting beyond words that they can even express. I pray in the silence of the sorrow that your living water, your Ein Gedeh, would flow, the water of God, untouched by human hands. That is so cool. May this holy cleansing and life-giving force flow into the consciousness and the lives of these people who are listening today, because you are only good and you are always good. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen.
Hey, friend, if you found hope in today's episode, would you let the world know? Head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. I would really love that. Hey, say hello on my Facebook page, Victorious Anyway, as together we break this silence, find the healing, and live victorious anyway. See you next week.